basketball trainers. I won't be here long. I've been talking to many basketball trainers and sharing with them things that I've learned as I've talked to many basketball trainers. And one thing that I'm seeing is a really, really big hang up is, of course, a system. Like, of course, you know, I'm going to get on here and talk about a system, but more specifically, a process that we underrate, which is how do we accept new potential prospects who are interested in our business. It's not a matter of I'm not giving away a free training session. It's not a matter of anything other than, is there friction between getting somebody who was interested to potentially be a customer? What does that process look like? Whether you charge or whether you don't charge is very, very important. And another one is being able to actually accept payments up front. I just spoke with some trainers who are owed upwards of $500+ for their training sessions because we don't have upfront payments. We're not allowed or able to take upfront payments right now. And those two things stand out just from today as two important processes that can really stunt your growth when it comes to this basketball training piece. It can stunt you from having the trainees who are able to pay so that you can maybe help some other trainees who may not have the same socioeconomic status. It is stunning you from a lot of different things that you have, a lot of different goals that you have. And I'm saying this as somebody who was refining the process of calling everybody back who comes into our process. So whether you have a lot of people who do come as leads or you don't have a lot of people yet, there needs to be improvement and refinement of that process. So just got on here really quickly just to say that it's exactly what I'm seeing. There's friction towards getting new people in the door, whether that is the price point, whether that is you having to manually go back and see what time and date and location you can train that particular person, whether it's you not even getting back to them because you're just so busy answering all the other text messages and doing anything else that you're doing, everything else that you're doing. There are a lot of different friction points. Sometimes it's not even having a website or a platform or a funnel or anything to where you can direct that person who is asking for more information. And another bottleneck is not being able to take payments up front and waiting and having accounts receivable, people owing you money and being backlogged in terms of the payments that you owe. That's stunning you from getting that new website, getting that new funnel, getting that new service, the new equipment, whatever the case may be, making your rent payments, like those important things. So quick message to say that don't despise how important your beginning process is to receive new prospects, new people who are interested in your training services. And let's go ahead and get the recurring payment system set up so that we can be more established in our businesses. We take care of all that. We help you with all that with Hoops Institute. We help you with that in regards to the playbook. And there's no reason why you should be delaying getting these systems set up. You think about it, if you charge $30 for training sessions, if you start quantifying, one, your time that it takes away from being on the court, your time and peace of mind to do the administrative work, and calculate your time plus what money you could be making because you're serving other people and training, you have a certain dollar amount right there that you could be wasting, that could be spent doing something else. It could be spent making you money rather than losing money. And you could spend that money to get more time, to get more peace of mind, to get more systems set up. So that's what I'm over here pleading from you. Consider your process to get new people. What is it? Is it smooth? Is there a lot of friction? How can you refine it? And let's get those recurring payments set up ASAP. If you don't know how to do that, if you don't have the tech experience and you don't care to sit down in front of a computer and get that stuff set up, we do it for you.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.